to have a plan for every possibility, a response for every question, a knowledge of what they should really want or need or should hear. I think this is the way that we can approach sharing the faith, one grand test of our brilliance, we can think. Being thoughtful is good. Viewing ourselves just as machines spitting out answers, though, is not. How does it get to be effective? How do we share faith like that? It's a good question. It's worth pondering over. But it seems the emphasis, even in them, is in the wrong place. Rather than, what can I do? The first question really is, how can God use even me? Reread the conversion story of our first reading. 40 days more and Nineveh shall be destroyed. Over and over again this is heard, shouted down the street alleys into homes by the grand buildings. 3 days worth. This is to get people to change, to get people to the Lord. God isn't even mentioned in this, right? Jonah would not have gotten a passing grade on his preaching assignment. Further, he didn't really even want to be there, as was seen yesterday. And yet, the Lord uses that, even that, for his works. A kingdom in sackcloth and ashes from Jonah's words. Perhaps then, God can use even ours, not just ours when we have that perfect calculation of the moment, but ours when we're confused or frustrated, our humble words to point others to God.